to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
El Casico Sima, the host of the most, and we're on
Spreading
Humor. Yes, sir! And I'm with...
What's up, everybody? It's Yonder Woods on your screens, and welcome to another episode of Spreading Humor.
Hey, yo! What up, into boys? We're doing it! I bet. New week, new thoughts. What's on your mind?
I feel like Zile changes his intro every week. He adds something.
I swear.
This time, he added Lama Wu. Why'd you do that?
No, because I've been doing my intro recently, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Like on camera. People will correct me. Like, no, you're forgetting it. Sometimes I always do my intro just... I know every time I say and shit, people just walk away. So.
Wait, yeah. Which side is the right one? Say the right
it's
one.
The one that I said right
Lama
now.
Wu. Do it again.
Yeah, it's your boy Zile Wizzy. Lama Zing Zing, yeah. Lama Ching Ching, Lama Ding Ding, yeah. Lama Wu, we're yeah. doing it, and shit and shit.
I've never heard Lama Wu.
Same.
I'm telling you, so people, know you're forget. I guess some people know you from back then. Oh. So now I do it a lot of times, so I just like, and shit and shit. So yeah.
Okay. That was the first thing. The second thing.
Anyway, what's on your mind, baby girl?
What's on my mind is what happened to me this morning, guys.
How?
Zale.
You guys know you were here. Guys, I came from my mom's house in Pretoria. So I used the GPS to get here. So we shoot at Surrey Street, right? What is so funny?
She said, and she said the whole street. That's a song.
I didn't say the numbers. There's three numbers.
Dude, they're going to find us. They're going to find us at the street.
You didn't bleep.
It was not censored.
No. Guys, please say bleep.
I said, Surrey Street.
She said it again.
But there's so... Those three numbers, there's 516, what. There's a lot.
But everyone knows where we shoot. We promoted the place where we shoot at.
So if we promote it, they know anyway.
Yeah, so they know. So I don't think there's a necessity of you bleeping because people know we shoot at Arise Studios, guys. So yeah.
So I can say 337, sorry.
Seven finger boy. Wait, they're coming.
But they don't know on which date we shoot.
They know, puppy.
But anyways, so I typed that onto my GPS. And then I wasn't paying attention because, like, now there's a new rule. If you're late for a certain amount of time, you have to pay a certain amount of money. So I was nervous. I was like, yo, I don't want to pay today. So now I put that onto the GPS. It takes me all the way to Benoni.
So, Yanda, okay, here's my chat.
I swear it took me to Benoni. I'm from Benoni, right? From Pretoria to Benoni.
So you didn't see that when you were typing. What's the hand? I know, it's a rock.
We call it Sawue. That thing in there, you're better like a Sawue. So,
don't text me.
My chat, ne?
Yeah.
When you're in your car,
yeah,
you're going. You see, like certain places where you feel, no, now I pass a certain building. Now I pass what?
Yes.
Bro, if you're passing cows and you're going to the studio, you've never passed cows before. When I come to see,
I saw because I thought in my head, no man, why not lying here? Airport, I check.
Airport,
airport.
You ask who's asking airport.
That's when I realized, Kuti, no man, because I wanted to take a shorter route.
Yeah, in the woods.
So, yati like, boma, 30, 40 minutes, and from my mom's place here, it's like 50 minutes. So, it's like, okay, cool, I'm gonna arrive at 11. I came here at 20 past 11 hours late, and I had to pay money. So, that's what's on my mind. So next time, guys, please double check where you're going. Don't be like me. It's not funny. It's a real thing.
So Jerry flies away. I'm walking.
I actually came on a helicopter, but okay, yeah. That's why my hair's a mess. Also, like I didn't have time.
It's not a mess.
It's a mess for me.
We're twinning.
Oh yeah, actually, we're in our red hair era. But yeah, that's all I have to say. Zile Weezy, Lama Zing Zing.
What's on your mind?
Lama Wu.
Hi. Well, that was the funniest thing, ne?
It's funny.
It's like getting inside a relationship thinking you're going to the right way.
Well,
and you realize we're in the airport.
It's like getting in the boys' toilet when you see the sign, dude. We are born with the sign, it says boys. You see the boy doing this, like you can see.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So now I'm a fool.
You guys have never.
Okay.
You've never made a mistake. Okay. Sam Malone? Guys, tell me in the comment section.
Okay. Have you experienced that, Kaza?
No.
Yes, I have, Kaz.
What happened? But when Zanin, though, you know what you were doing.
Fair too.
But who learned is
when that boy's gonna care?
You're calling in the group.
Who's calling us?
Yanda.
Me?
Me?
Yeah, but
no, it was my fat tummy. Sorry. Sorry, guys. Timang, ignore. Timang. Oh, why would I call everyone?
But anyways, what's on my mind is like Stembu.
I know where you're going with this.
Why are you guys laughing? I'm being...
Is Stembu a Zulu thing only? Like no other culture does it?
No, I tried doing my research yesterday genuinely, but I feel like Swati, I think, I don't know.
Is it like...
Swati, ne?
Is it
guys, by the way, ne? Every time people say we don't research and I always look at Neo and Dudu every time I'm not sure with something. They always say, so people think we don't have fact checkers. Yeah, we do. It's Neo and Dudu. They always
just nod.
If I'm saying something wrong, they will be like, mm-mm. So please, we have fact checkers. Yeah, just that they don't say anything. They show us.
So is Tembu like Nguni thing only? Like Nguni clans?
I don't believe.
Really?
I want to fact check.
I thought it was Nguni thing only.
Dude, even white people have that shit. But... They do. Yes.
Have you seen one?
I've never.
Dude,
witnessed it.
This guy, there's this one guy, right? He had
that Playboy guy.
96 kids.
Hugh Hefner.
96 kids with 16 wives.
What?
And one of his wives was his kid.
What?
Yes. When she turned 16, he married her.
And okay, it was one of those. Zile Weezy. Hey.
I don't want to go into it. But yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. If you know, you know.
Hey. Simone, I don't want to go into it. But anyways, yeah, Stembu, man. I wonder how, like, it's a thing of like, how do they do it, man? As a guy, how do you convince two beautiful women that, you know,
three.
Four.
Okay. I was going to go with, so let's
ask
go
Joseph.
With,
he knows.
Ooh.
Aibo.
Do.
But he's in a Stembu, is he
not?
What
wrong.
Is that?
You're not wrong.
What is that?
Based off those pictures, that is a Stembu, guys.
Thank you.
And we are not even trying to say anything. That's something that's on the internet, hey? Before they tell us those kids are talking shit. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, my chat is like Stembu because I feel like back then, it was a thing. Like 1990s, what, it was a thing whereby people did Stembu. I wonder how, like, is it Thando or no?
It's Thando and it's Tembu.
It's Thando and it's Tembu.
Yeah, that was a show. That was a show that, like, genuinely showed us or this is how it actually works. And I feel like as a man, in order for you to establish that, the main thing that I saw is that you need to be grabbed up because, and also emotionally ready for things. Because when I was working flu, I was on the sofa, So, like, for a man, you need to be available for those things, ne?
And your wives also. Let's say you married me and Sima. If you get me a Benz, Sima must get a Benz too.
I want a G-Wagon.
A G-Wagon is a Benz.
I get a neck about a G-Wagon or what a Benz. You just want Benz. Neck about a G-Wagon. Benz.
But I...
Shut up your mouth.
So I feel like another thing, the main problem with...
You're
with,
a problem today.
I think the main problem with like Stembu, that's something that I feel like I would do in my capacity.
If, sorry?
Yeah. But here's the thing. I hate the dynamic of you'll always be the first wife, you'll always be the second wife. So it's like, even though you're right, we need to listen to the first wife. Mm. That's my chat. Mm. Or if the first wife is not doing this, I dig out fell. Because we don't know pull away in the boss. I feel like I don't want that whole thing. I feel like Sancho is the same level. And it's, people think, I think there's also this other guy. I don't know. He's a Forex bro. I think I know him, but I don't know if his name could they pronounce Shapna. He also did it whereby he had two wives.
The one who bought a Porsche, yes. A white one.
Yes.
Yes. I forgot his. I'm gonna check
it. Yeah, he also did it, and now I feel like, oh, guys, if we had, I don't think it's something that we should be surprised of. Uthando Nesithembu showed us the thing.
Uthando Nesithembu.
Uthando Nesithembu.
Uthando
Nesithembu.
Nesithembu. Yeah, so it's like a thing of like, I'm just glad or Bumaswa Holy Garant, you polygamy. Now, because okay. Even like if there's this other thing whereby. If you are the first wife, man, your firstborn, if let's say Sima is the second wife, your kids come gab and fit up and Sima by default.
True, yeah.
Independent of the age variable.
The age variable?
Yeah, I agree. Like
okay.
Consistent.
Firstly, dude, I feel like you would not handle the symbol.
Yeah, no,
you are very impatient. Let's start there. You're very impatient.
Zile is impatient.
Yeah. Zile is so impatient. Like you can feel when he's agitated, you're like, okay, you feel it. Okay, guys. Let's work. Let's do this. Let's, you know.
And he's very controlling also.
Yes, true. But control. Because when you say come sit down, you sit down.
That's true. When you say let's shoot, we shoot.
We shoot. Because of you.
Guys, as a man,
as a man.
But I can control. Come on, guys.
No, you don't control us. But what I'm saying is,
when I want control, not like that. Not like that. Not like that.
I controller.
But anyway, Zile, personally, I feel like with you, dude. You're very impatient.
Okay, that's on your mind.
Yeah. No, it's not what's on my mind. But
there.
I'm just speaking on what you said.
No, no, dude, I'm not disputing
you
that.
You will never, ever try a sample. Uzofa. When uzofa when.
No.
Besides the girls getting stressed, you'll get stressed. Like you are very
stress.
But that's the vibe. Dude, that's how you are, dude.
Would you ever be in polygamy? Polygamous marriage?
No, guys, come on. You remember when that video whereby the girl was smoking Harley and what? But you were pissed.
When was this?
Mike.
Yeah. Fuck. You're sorry. Yes, sis.
So would you do it?
No.
Nah.
I believe, dude, I'm so jealous, firstly. I am so, like, I understand a few things. Yeah, okay, this has to happen. Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. But to say, this is my second wife, I'm going to marry. Why are you marrying this person? For what? You see her in, you see me in her.
No. I see her in her. I see you in you. You guys don't.
That's nonsense.
Yeah, guys, I don't think Sam comes with that verse.
It's not normal for a person to marry two people. It's not normal. It's not right. That is greed.
You know what I think it is?
And the Lord does not like greed.
I think it was normalized. Then we became colonized. And then the colonizers said, no, this is wrong because they're not used to it.
It's wrong. Yes.
Right?
It is wrong.
It's wrong because the colonizers said it was wrong before they came.
No, it is wrong.
So many people were
in my heart, it's wrong.
Exactly.
Oh. In my heart, it's wrong.
Oh, shit.
Why would... Okay, it's a symbol. And
personally, we know.
Thank you.
When it arrives, it has arrived. It doesn't matter.
Again, booming. Got deuces.
Deuces.
So you know where the factor enters, ne? Now if I got it, you left your man for someone, that thing is gonna eat you. That thing of like, we're not waiting marriage wow, just for another lady to replace you. So what's working?
That's why you don't read comments.
Kanti, you're gonna be an influencer even when you're married.
No, me, I'm done. Me bring it. You can see what's my done. She's tired. I'm tired, dude. But I'm really pushing.
Imagine being an influencer is like a
can
mom.
I eat in face?
No. Hurry.
Get a nana.
Bring me that plate or else I'm going to take it.
Anyway, as I was saying, you win. You're going to plate. Come on.
Yeah. Yanda, would you be in a stable?
No, just like Sima said, I'm very jealous. I'm very competitive. If I'm either the first or second wife, I'm going to compete with the other wife. If she buys my husband a BMW,
that's not healthy.
I'm buying him a Lamborghini.
It's not healthy.
It's not healthy, right? So I wouldn't do it.
And I like this competition.
You know what I mean? Like, even with me, like, I was like, you know what? There's no hand that's going to get him a Gucci, so why not?
I'm going to Gucci.
But when I leave,
I'm going to Gucci.
It was his birthday.
No. The question is,
what did you buy?
How much?
The white, the cream white thingy with that says Gucci. He's been wanting that, dude. He's been crying for like. Anyway, guys, what's
how
on
much?
My mind?
9.6.
Pegu yin, pegu is keeper or in?
Skipper, pale. Been a nice and namazaz.
Simunya holane.
Oh, you go want yeah, I boy. Now we under woods. It come a mank.
Sim.
Ayanda. Yes.
Nang. Go 5 million. Yeah. Seligunje. Go 5 million. How? That's for my letter. She signed. Anyway.
So what is he gonna buy you for your birthday? Because now know, you set the bar.
Do you know what I said? Ne?
What?
Thing is, you before his birthday, ne, I was like,
a real one.
But you wouldn't mind that Uber fair, you know?
No, guys. So it was a thing of like,
or maybe
we were speaking like
normally. You
know? And I was like, dude, I want designer for my birthday. Mm. He's like, okay, what designer? Like, LV.
Okay.
You know? He's like, okay. And his birthday is before mine, right? So I had to ish
set the bar
what he's always wanted, he's been crying about that t-shirt. Okay. Look at that, you know. And then, yeah, so now we're waiting for my birthday.
He better pull through. Hey, Sana, you know.
LV, by the way.
You know
way.
The thing of like...
Every time
a girl's birthday comes through, né? You always make sure you calculate, you fight.
Make a fight.
Yeah. Even Valentine's. I know, man. This weather is so cold, man. It's because of you. So that's why me, every time I miss someone, my birthday's coming through. And I, before yours. I ask you first thing, what's your name? When is your birthday? What's your star sign? Capricorn. Lenaki Capricorn, we relate.
Star then, sign.
Yeah, I always ask star sign.
You care about star sign?
I don't, but it's not about what I care about.
it's about the birthday and the money.
Yeah, I know, not the money, bro. I feel like money doesn't take a relationship to higher levels.
Mm-hmm. Not that, true. But now the fact that you're breaking up with her before her birthday or Valentine's Day, why are you doing that? Because
I'm not breaking up with her.
What are you doing?
Commotion.
Way.
Commotion for what?
Commotion or let's give each other distance.
For what?
I'm going through a lot. At home.
Boom, I need to fix myself.
I just don't want to.
Personal growth.
Yeah. But no.
Bashimani.
Wait, genuine question.
Where's my sperm?
Are you in a relationship?
No.
Okay. Oh, in another reason.
I'm not, but we're working towards it. We're
Who
talking.
Is we?
Him and I.
The friendly go.
My friend.
Oh, so movie on?
No.
It's still the same guy?
Yeah. No. You, Yanda, you in a relationship?
I'm getting coaching. Live on. What? Never. What?
Are you in a relationship?
What?
I'm single.
Hi, but Yanda Woodsy. Last week, you were carved. You were fully carved.
Sometimes.
You even unfollowed Zillow because of that boy.
No, I only told you this, so you told her.
No, I told her not to say because people were saying. I told her not to.
Sir, I forgot.
I may be cuffed, I may be single, you just never know
I
with me.
I forgot, Zile, sorry.
People are going to ask you this question.
Zile, I'm sorry, I forgot.
That's not nice, Zile. If I tell you something, don't tell
it's
me.
It's a mistake. No, do you know how it happened? Let me tell you how it happened. No.
I don't want to know.
Let me tell you, it was a very innocent mistake.
It wasn't a mistake.
That's me, Nane. Because we're live, right? So we started laughing. And then he's like, ha, ha, ha. So we were laughing. We're like, ha, ha. And I was like, yo, fine. Bang, unfollow. And we laughed about it, you know. Then he's like, yo, and they said, I must unfollow. So, and no, they said she must unfollow. And then I laughed about it. I was like, and then I clicked later. I was like, hey, bro, okay. But he said it as a joke. It wasn't a good young chela. It was a joke. I call it some fetch. Hi, boy, mistake, Underwoods.
I'm not mad at you, I'm mad at him.
No, don't be mad at him. That's what I'm saying. Nelly mistake.
Because
no, here's the thing.
No, Zile, that's not nice.
No, ask this, Yanja.
Now she's telling the whole world.
No, here's the thing. The reason I said it, because people are commenting on a live.
They were commenting, and we were
I'm like, mine's this chat. I don't want to speak about it.
And then I was like, ha, I'm blocking. And then I ha. Now they said I must unfollow.
So, I was like, don't entertain this whole
thing. So we were laughing. It wasn't serious. I'm telling you the truth of God. It wasn't serious. We were laughing about it.
Look now.
But here's the thing. Here's
are
the
you
thing.
Single?
Yeah, I am.
Duh.
Why you see that?
I would nothing.
But here's the thing.
Zile's so clean when he's single, right?
He's clean.
Right.
No,
but here's the thing. I understand. No, but let's not pass through that. I understand you told me out of like a purest of saying, but here's the thing. You don't forget to rework as three people here. Mm. And it's kind of unfair when things are happening and you don't tell the other person.
Because
now this is, if you told her, she was going to know. Also, guys, here's the chat. And then I didn't mind also. I was like, even on the internet, I've never addressed it. And I didn't want to address it, like, especially
look
the,
now.
This way.
Nelly mistake.
But also, Yanda, here's the thing, woman. What were you going to keep it if I told you not to say? You were going to tell Sima your Sima.
It's like a mistake. Sorry.
But
they
I
can even they can even
let some more. I can't do what's on your mind.
Guys, that's on my
but
mind.
Also, you need to address it since it's out. Eh?
I address.
Hey guys, I'm in a stable relationship and I was told to unfollow a certain somebody. And then I unfollowed him, but that doesn't mean we're beefing. That doesn't mean we don't love each other. We do love each other as siblings. So yeah,
you know, here's the thing, man. And I feel like now this is a straw whereby we need to like just say it. Guys, to be honest, me and Yanda, we just had like camera chemistry. I don't know if you guys know it.
Yes.
Whereby people, it's like on Netflix when someone kisses someone, you guys don't say in real life they're dating.
That's like so Kaya and Amu.
Who's that?
Hey, but you guys don't watch Yanging. I need a nappet.
Oh.
Yes.
I do. That's the thing. So it became to a point where people are taking it out in real life.
Exactly.
That's why the problem. I feel like if people didn't mind it on camera and when I can walk around, because now you're in a relationship, someone is crying, or yo, you do you want this person? Do you know how many times I meet a girl and I'm trying to talk to her? When are you a carved? And I'm like, chief, you can even see my chairs. And those chairs, Yana just comments on my status. So now you have it, guys. Please, man.
And he comments on my statuses too.
She's just throw it out there.
But I feel like we can call it juices, because now also here's the chat to show this thing went
are
through
we
a lot.
Tennis?
That guy, to be honest, he should have understood there's nothing. And you know there's nothing.
I'm just glad that we said it. It's now done. We can now move on
say
with our
thank
lives.
Thank you to Sima.
What?
For bringing it up. That's why we spoke.
Oh. You know what? What's on your mind?
Anyway, what's on my mind? What's on my mind, guys? There's a pastor, allegedly.
Damn it!
Yeah!
That's what was on my mind.
There's a pastor who's dating a 16-year-old girl. And it's a 4-year anniversary, right?
Mind you, he's 40. The pastor's 40.
He's what's not the 50 name of something. The girl,
Pavel? Oh, no, stop it.
So I want to know what the name of the girl.
Let me find it for you.
Umine.
How do you guys find the stories? But now I get the word in the story, Jay.
When I hear TikTok is boring. Anyway. So what happened was,
on TikTok.
And so you know what she said, she was eating pizza, she's like, so my man makes me like choose what I want to eat, like every after school, da-da-da-da-da. And people were like, man.
After school,
it doesn't make sense.
Was he wearing a white uniform?
Yes. Yes.
I saw him still posting on his WhatsApp, but I didn't understand.
Then after that, as well as on Twitter, you know Twitter, bro.
Boo, 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 boo.
bathi mfethu nangoke upasta esowethu udriver iBMW kintsheleni
is not a Mercedes.
Oh, so Mercedes, sorry, my bad.
It's okay.
Mercedes with red seat belts, gintshele, guys. Ati, and she was even like, when she got the phone, she's like, oh, thank you, babe. Proud, Dilian.
Marry you.
Guys, you
on the video.
You know, now I'm starting to be concerned. You know why?
Guys, my stress.
No, you know why? Here's the thing. These are the people that we only see on the internet. Right? Mm. The other time I was with my bro, I was checking unemployment rate is 32.1% currently in South Africa. Mm-hmm. But he was like, no, that's little based off how many people who are unemployed. Right? That's, I'm like, it's because certain people are not on the system.
Mm.
Very, okay. I feel like in terms of real life,
oh,
that's
yes,
little.
So yes.
My chat to this story is the fact that those are the people that we see on the internet. Because we came, we got a guest. The reason I said Baba, because we came and spoke about, and we wanted to make an awareness. Or, guys, this is not the right thing to do. This is not something the way you should go about. If there was no TikTok, were you guys going to know?
No.
So clearly there are certain other kids who are doing this out there.
Definitely.
As we speak right now, and it's a norm. And I feel like now it's getting out of hand.
That's true.
I believe, like, you know what, nah? I feel like, had she eaten her pizza in private, none of this would have went out. Because people were like, my man, like, not that it's a good thing. I'm not saying it's a good thing, guys. It's horrible. It's bad. Because this man is like 51. How old is he?
40 or something, yeah.
40 or something. He's a pastor. He has a wife. The wife had 10 miscarriages, guys. 10 miscarriages.
Jeez, man.
And you still date kids in high school. You see, do you know what happened, eh? She was telling us how they met at Baby Kale. She had 2 pondos, I remember. So, this is how we met.
So, Rimitisha Moshong?
Of course.
No. Oh,
man.
No. We're not doing that. At Baby Kale, this is how we met. He break up his car, ne? I break up Kuloi. Oh, you look so cute. What's your name? Are you Nakirata Kuloyao? I like your car. Your car's so cute. What? How the fuck do you like something? Yes, the car is nice, ne? But, dude, and I feel like the parents know. The parents know what's going on and they're not doing anything. They must get arrested too.
You see, this
if
thing,
he's getting arrested, they must get arrested.
This thing was dating out of hunger is not the one, man. To be honest. Like, I feel like now, you know why this thing.
Wait, can I please stop you, ne? Do you know what she said, ne? She said, breaking generational curses, the iPhone 15. Are you breaking generational curses? What are you breaking? What curse are you breaking? What curse are you breaking? That's my chance. Dude, it's fine. No one has an iPhone in your house. Fine. What generation? Look, if you were like a doctor or something or a lawyer, or you're doing what we're doing, that is breaking a generational curse. Like, we are trying to break uglamba, basically. But the iPhone 15.
Yeah, I get ulambi.
Naku, sinaku. We all have it. But.
Yeah, nine.
What generational curses are we breaking with the phone?
I hear that.
Yeah, no, what's your take, man?
I'm just glad that we have...
Anything one as well, forgive her.
Shame, man. I'm just glad that we have social media, people on social media that tell us that what this kid is doing is wrong. I'm glad that we have people that are against pedophilia. Because people have been commenting on her pictures that, no, this guy's a pedophile. What he's doing is wrong. He's just grooming you. I hope that she listens to the people in the comments. So I'm glad that we have the right people that reach out to her and tell her that what is going on is wrong. I wish that she would come here so that she can tell us.
No.
Come here for what?
Whoa, let me land. Let me land.
Okay, land.
My chat is... Oh, why are you giggling?
She's from the airport.
Exactly. So, with the whole Babalo chat, I feel like it raised a lot of awareness a lot of pedophilia awareness, and I feel like we can do that again. We ask her, so what did this guy say to you? No, he said this and this and this. So then we tell our audience, okay, guys, if an older man says this and this and this to you, what he's doing is wrong. Don't date him because what he wants to do is wrong. Just leave him alone. I feel like we can raise a lot of awareness.
You know what's crazy, ne?
What's crazy now?
No, no, it's not crazy. When I say what's crazy, I'm like, the chat, my chat is basically. So I feel like our show is watched by kids. It'll be like the iPhone.
And also old people.
Old people. But mostly it's dominated by kids. The best place whereby I feel, ne, I think Dudu can also take this. Pedophilia can be announced go Megji because they have a wider audience. So that's working. So if a parent tells you, because most of my life lessons could be pulled from my mom when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. You get me? So once your parents are aware, they check the phone or hey, phone working on yes, what. But at the end of the day, no matter how strict your parents are, you take the final say.
But some people don't come from good shows and they use us as like, how do I say? I'm running out of words. They use us as like their, not guardians, but like they look up to us because they don't look up to their parents. So now I feel like some people don't have good parents, so we can be the good parents and lead them in a way.
Yeah, and also we are kids, literally, Navan. We are still trying because, hey, but what I'll cook? I was cooked. Guys, I was cooked. Let's mamar.
What did they say?
It's my abori.
I get bored. I got bored.
Get the generational case.
You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying, guys? Now, like personally, I had a very strict mom, and she wasn't strict to a point where like she would smack me when I come like 1 minute past what? No, but she was just like she would talk to me and be like, dude, don't fuck around. I'm gonna smack you. And I'll be like, I push her. And I say, until half past, I'm on. And then I'm shy. It's okay. Then I push it through, like, you know. But there's parents who are, and I thank God with all my life, I thank God that I do not like old men. Guys, in Kiabasaba, if any old man could come and be like, hey, what do you need? What directions do you need? For where you're going. Like, that's all I think of, like, directions. You're not going to speak to me and think, Wootie, hey, what, I want to talk to you. I like you. You like me for what? Dude, I'm so small, first and foremost. I have a big belly, yes, but I'm very small. Like, I am so tiny. What do you want from me? What do you see in me? Like, as an old-ass man, bro, what do you see in a kid? Do you get what I mean? And, you know, ne, speaking of Tando, right? I heard you guys talking about the whole cool moms, whatever. Tando's mom, yes, she's a cool mom, whatever. But there's moms who, what can I say?
They're strict to a
certain point. They are teen moms. They're teen moms. Do you get what I mean? They're teen moms. And like you are 30 years old and your kid is 15.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I mean? So it's like
half-half.
About half-half, boy. So it's like...
Are you subbing me and my mom right now?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that.
Half-half.
Yeah.
Serious?
My mom had me when she was 19, turning 20.
That's wild.
But she doesn't sound...
Nah.
But your mom is very smart and very much... And that's why you are here today.
Because
my mom couldn't even go.
Oh, what's the tea, let's see? Why not? You look at someone when we started...
I'm happy.
No, that's what made it.
There was someone who was to groove. I'm shy, hello. I groove. That's in 2 days.
But that's not the point. What were you saying?
The point is...
I know the story.
I'll tell that story
but
one day.
But the point is, be it strict moms, be it whatever, like, it just depends on the kid. If the kid is willing to listen, so be it. That is great. If the kid doesn't listen, because personally with me, I had a very strict mom, and it's okay. I'm not going to do this mistake. I'm going to do that one. Let me do that. Even I was one of those kids. I like to push my mom, you know, like shoulders. Like to what extent? Until she got to a point where my mom was like, no,
she didn't care anymore.
Like she was just like, all right, sitting right. I said, okay, cool. You know, at all, didn't go Sam. You see, that's what he hates.
Okay, let me.
Well, your mom is quiet and fair too. That's when it hurts.
No, I don't get that concept of parents solving problems with that.
With silence, ne? It's not nice.
No, at home now we didn't do that. Maybe that's why. Now my grand would smack the hell out of me, ne? So this one time I had a toy, ne? And I fought with my little brother. So they were doing like a drainage. And I got pissed. I'm not talking about drainage. But it was small. I will fast. My grand was. And the kids started crying. You know how kids cry? They make sure the parents hear. Yeah. And they will keep quiet and walk, and go to the mama and cry. Bro, my granny just grabbed me. And then she said, but let's work in Kiama Police. So I cried, but I realized, oh, shit. No, if I say Kiama Police, if I go to the cops, it won't help anything. And I climbed on a tree, so. And I remember she was wearing a green and yellow. You see, when it was on a Sunday, she was going to church.
Oh, yeah, the uniform.
Yeah, the uniform. I was on the tree the whole night until it was at dark. I started taking boxes. I was like, nah, there's a corner. Because I stay next to Pep. Né? So I was like, nah, at Pep, I'll ask for a job.
What the
heck? Time I'm 12, it's a box. Then after that, I remember at night, I'm like, no, what the fuck am I doing? It's getting cold.
Yeah.
I just knocked, né? On the window, and I was sleeping on the floor, like in her room. Just knocked. My aunt came and opened. This is what they told me. Your food is in the microwave. So you don't have to shower. And I ate and I slept. The following day, everything was normal.
Everything was normal. Ne?
The thing of silent treatment.
Let me tell you. With my mother, ne? I'm telling you. The last time my mom stopped shouting at me, there was a time where there was load shedding, right? So I'm getting Mina. And I was like to mom. As mom, I'm going to the car. I'm going to chill in the car, right? Yeah. And I remember that, man. My friend has cars. Let me go play cards with my friend. Like Tanya, right? Tanya, shout out. But anyway, so I was like, actually, let me go upstairs, go to Tanya, just chill, you know. Yo. My mother went downstairs.
Yo.
She didn't find me in the car.
Yo.
Ne?
Oh, it was dark.
She comes up. It's dark. Mm. She comes upstairs. Text me.
Yeah.
Msono. Mundo. Hey. Oh, you bitch. Yeah, you know those things. Like you're one of those. Like you're a whore, bro. You're sleeping around, right?
That story is dark.
And I was like to mama. In my mind, I'm thinking.
That time you had
is this message
face.
For me? Like, I'm thinking, dude, I'm playing cards. Uno.
Oh, shit. Oh.
I'm playing Uno.
You should have reversed the moment.
And I'm thinking to my mom, is my mom speaking to me? Like, you know, I went home. I went to go check what's up. Yo, mother. She's having. She's having me talk.
I know you're eating other things.
Yeah. No, dude, my mom is having me, bro. That's why, that's where the story is getting to. Face to face, she's telling me these things. What's dog, you're this. When now you sleep with this man in the complex. Da, da, da. I'm like, what?
Stop it.
I'm like, whoa. You know what, ne? Like, my mom has, like, she has done so much shit, ne? But that day, I was like, fuck it. I let her sleep. She slept. I packed.
In the dark.
All my sneaker cato shoes. Cats. I took
sneaker
all my clothes.
Was still a thing back then. Was this recent?
It's recent. Now, dude. Not now, but it's like recent. Like,
last thing is 6 minutes ago.
Two years ago, literally. Kasasa zonke ikathulo zam.
The sneaker couture.
Then, that's gugugugu. I beg him nyangu. I can't hear at that time. She can't hear me. That's gugugugu. Kasi pasha zam. Outside. Kasi, fuck it. I'm going to my friend's place. I texted her. I sent her a long message. I said, ma, I'm done with you swearing at me. I'm so tired of you swearing at me. I've had this for so long. There was a time where I went to a sports thing and you said that I was busy with men and I'm only in grade 8. Da, da, da. You know, I'm having her on the text. And I'm like, I love you, ma. Don't fucking hug me. I'm going to cry. because it's chief.
For loving
but,
you.
Okay, so, like, that Scuttle. Thing really hurt my heart. I told her everything. I was like, Ma, you've been saying this. You've been doing this. You've been saying this. I'm not happy with this. I'm done with you. Like, I love you with all my heart. Né? And don't worry. I'm going to pay my own school fees. I have the money to do so. I was like, I was having that, you know.
That's why we're wearing all black today.
That's a teen.
A teen.
Lutik.
Eish.
What's a sorry, Nana? What's sorry, Nana? Né? My dad called me. Where are you? That's high. Don't ask for me. What? Where are you? Don't piss me off. Where the fuck are you? God.
Your dad said fuck.
Yes, my dad. The fuck are you? What? I mean, bravo, then.
From me, Mitran, to a pramu.
But 4 or 4 a.m. That's who I want. What's the we are pingati. They are too like in the hamba. I'm suffering. I don't want to live here anymore. Mm-hmm. They hate me. That, I was so hurt and failed. So like, dude, I'm playing cards. They saying I'm a hoe.
You know what? It's not like you're playing men, bro.
Like, wow. Like, what the fuck? Don't break my heart like that. You get what I mean? Like, that's where like my heart broke. I was like, dude, I'm literally just being so innocent playing cards. I'm not going to sit in the car and be bored. Let me go play with my friend. He has cards. Let's play. You know?
But yeah, man, I feel like, you know...
Parents, stop this thing. If you're watching this, stop this thing of swearing at your kids and making them seem like hoes and players. Don't do that. It's not nice. Just be nice to your kids. Be very gentle with your kids. If you don't like it, you can do one clap, but don't do another one. Just one.
No, not at home. When my granny used to like say like maybe a vulgar word, we would laugh because I guess she's from ZCC, so she would bring a vulgar word and be like, "Well, I'm fun." I grew up. Well, like you say vulgar word, and open.
She would cover up the bag.
Yeah, she cover up the bag. So me and my brother, né, as much as she's angry, we would laugh together. So she, to a point where she even stopped saying all those things. And when she beats you, actually they had pictures, né?
Yeah.
She'd be like, Gary, to just picture. Or go to the bathroom, got on a picture. Or better like that. Actually, some, now you never run better, Gary. Or level it. Wally Warner.
That black and white picture.
Yes.
Is that the founder of ZCC or who is that
nah,
guy?
No, who is like is the I don't know, bishop basically.
Oh
hey. Bishop of what?
ZCC.
Okay.
So those pictures you see. So now but I'm petagar.
Are you vaping? What's happening? What's going on?
Are you telling me that ZCC is not a cult?
Hi, my
Ivale, you all know.
I give her loads of face.
But anyway, so, you know, what's on your mind? Because
I never got to tell my story of
what's
I
on my mind.
You said 16-year-old and car.
Hi, but we forgot to talk about that. Did we talk about it?
Yes, we discussed
pedophilia.
I can mistake.
Dudu, please. No.
Because we were going on so I forgot. Sorry, guys.
I didn't tell my story of when I got beaten up.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Why are you guys so happy? It was a sad day.
No, I know.
I know.
I want that one from you, Shay.
Yeah, what to know?
Oh, so then I can't tell that story.
No, tell it.
So I was like 15, right? So I was in grade 10. And one day I wanted to go to this party with my friend, right? So this party was in Mamelodi. So my friend lives in Mamelodi, whatever. What the hell is so funny? So now my friend is familiar with the area. I'm from like Silver Lake, so I'm not really familiar with the area, right? But I'm like, yeah, let's pull missions. Let's go. Plus, this was like 2020 lockdown, so I hadn't had fun in like a really long time. So I was like, you know what? Let me go. So I asked my mom, Mama, can I please go to this party? It's in Mamelodi. She's like, where? No, you can't go there. Because I've never been. And you know, I'm not street smart. So anything could have happened to me. And she was
even
like,
now.
No.
Even now. Or
even no, now.
Maybe it has improved, Yandanyan.
No.
Okay. I have to be there to beat a few people up, but...
She always tells me, Yanda, fishy phone, fishy bag, fishy one.
That's why you're so scared.
She's always saying, turn my star. I'm very naive.
Yanda, over that. That's what you're saying,
Yeah, say, Yanda.
So then, yeah, she said no. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to show her. I'm going to go. It's fine. I took an Uber from my house to Emma Melody. My mom calls me after 2 hours. She's like, where are you? I'm like, what do you mean? Where am I? I'm in my room. She's like, no, you're definitely not in your room. I was just in your room. She's like, where are you? So then I dropped the call. I put my phone on.
Flight mode.
Yes, flight mode. So now I get to Emma Melody. And when I get to the party, it's not even a party. We're at a tavern. So now I'm feeling very... like, I don't feel good because I'm like, no, man, actually, what am I doing here? So now I call my mom and I'm like, you know what? I'm actually here. I actually want to go home, what? And she's like, okay, fine. I'm going to come pick you up. So now I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, my mom's going to pick me up. Everything is fine. When I get there, she literally runs towards me and she pulls my braids. After pulling my braids, she literally slapped me. She's kicking me. Now my friend, the one that I'm with, she's holding my mom back. And I'm shouting at my mom like, no, mom, no. Stop. I'm like, you're embarrassing me. Stop. But she's like, I'm embarrassing
you. Were you drinking?
No, I wasn't drinking. So now she fights my friend back. She runs towards me and she beats me up some more. After that, I was like, you know what?
No more.
No more.
When I really fit a zook, I want a zook. I want a flashback. I request at the same time. I'm a marawa high. And someone told me, you know, this story is so famous that Sima didn't tell me.
Yeah.
When we did the show, someone told me, Yanda. I don't even know who.
We know the story, too.
We all know the story.
Okay, now it's
now. How about you tell us in detail? This is funny.
No, they beat me up.
And about
Betty later. She was even kicking me. Like, my mom has never kicked me in her life.
Nah, man.
But you don't know no more.
As long as you're so sharp,
no. No, why do black parents
what was
that?
What was your worst beating?
Out of the 10, I don't know which one.
Out of the 10,
bro, I was a very naughty bro, bro.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I only started functioning properly in high school.
Damn.
Bro, I bent my bed, I bent a mandras, I bent a whole... So my granny...
Like, what was your worst beating?
Beating? I don't know, because my granny beat me, my great-granny beat me, my mom beat me.
Which one is your... My uncle beat me. You're gay.
And all of them, they are reasonable. I remember there was a time where my uncle doesn't beat. Like, my uncle doesn't even shout, bro. One time it was load shedding. It was not load shedding. It was like maybe someone will look at it and the main switch went down.
Yeah.
So Lena wanted to be the man of the house. I just went to the main switch. I took a bucket. I'm tired. Pah!
No.
And said, "Pah! I'm going to take something down." Click a wala fast key. Wala on fire. Electrocuted. Malumia kampo na biyam. Kila ba beto ako? Kargi ama police saying. So I always said, "Kargi ama police saying." To a point where they went to the police station and they said, if this kid comes, just jikisa. So I used to threaten them about that, bro. And now me.
Why'd you burn the mattress, though?
No, I don't know. I don't know, man. But there was one time, I know if my brother is watching this, this is the funniest beating that I've got. So I got it like a gun.
A gun?
Hey, like the toy gun.
Real? Oh,
a toy gun from my China. And they didn't want to buy it for me. So I used to like save money. When I was a kid, I would make sure they'll give me 10, I'll keep quiet, buy bread, I'll keep quiet and have. To a point where some days I'll just come up with a gang money. And I didn't steal it. I saved it. So I bought this gun. Né? My little brother used to like, me and him used to date each other. Nah, you won't do it. That's why I bent my leg.
To date each other?
Yeah, like that thing, you won't do this. So that's how I bent my leg. I just took my leg in the fire to show them what I can do it. Then I got bent. So now I got this gun from my China. I took it. God. So this is how you know your kids, ne? Era chik the twin chala ball. Ach. Now get safe. When I say I took this gun, neck, I cock. I was like, and the light was on. So it the gun had a fold today. It took out 3 bullets at the same time. Ping a ling a ling a ling. My green uno takakwa. A timalo on a little meal. I fetch a timalini. I have people who think I'm like, hey, I got beaten a lot of times.
I
mean,
no,
I'm telling you, there was a time at home. This is the last one. I'm done. I used to be a kid where every time they sent me, I would complain.
Yeah.
I'm like, So but my grade was like, and it was like around Good Friday, we gang groceries, 5 liter mayonnaise. But later mayonnaise richele kam. Kara atuweile before kiachi. Guys, true story, ne? True story. I took the mayonnaise when I was working. Atuwei I can't eat. And I took my granny's plate. I can't compare. I didn't know she had Party I na makala. One better. One better. Bro, I used to think, you know what, I'm done. I don't know. I think I have top 10 beating stories.
But why did you switch off the light? I'm still there.
Agree. Oh, save up Takas. And she took that garden because she was a great art teacher. She took it to school.
You so did.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, man.
Hey. No, my top 10 beating. Bagsham Lom, get bad. It was like they smacked, like they were trying to hit my body, right? But I turned, they smacked my lip. And my lip, dude, my lips were really big. Imagine, I couldn't go to school for 2 days. I was like, fuck it, I'm not going to school. Shame. I told my dad, I was like, do you see what you did to me? He's like, and you know, my dad is that type now. He's my stepdad, but I call him my dad.
Aww.
Like, my dad is the
my dad is that type of
Oh. Like, my dad is that type of like, he would smack you, like, he would discipline you, and then he'll joke with you after that, and you'll make a joke out of it.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. And then you'll be like, I'm shy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You have to, like, I'm shy. Like, I'm strong. Oh my gosh, you know? But he's just that type of person.
Oh, guys. Before we forget, this is very important. In Bloom, Spiwe came back with a love bite here.
Well, you are the
Limoki
one.
Spiwe. There was another one
guys,
here.
Spiwe. No, you didn't.
You fell. So perfectly.
Do you know,
with lips.
Do you know how much space do you have here? Like,
how do you get here?
Yeah. But we're free, Kilina.
I hope Boss Mac G sees this so he can fire Spiwe.
And Tato had a bouncer.
No, they can't fire Spiwe.
What are they going to bouncer?
They cannot fire Spiwe.
Tato was not drinking.
Wow, this chiller sponge is actually good.
I know, right?
I bet they be our weight.
Ne?
But yeah.
Don't we have winners for this thing? A competition, Ibeline.
Oh, guys, let's not create a competition, Yarina, by the way. Ne?
Okay.
How much are you willing to put on stage?
R2
I mean, I get 200.
Oh, you have 200. I have 200 is too much. Oh, okay.
300.
300, ne? Or two to 600.
I try 300.
300, ne? So 300, we do a competition whereby people take snippets.
How much money are you contributing?
300.
Oh. I'm gonna win this.
No. So no. We don't enter. So the competition
Why?
Is. No, guys.
We can't win our own money.
What a scammer.
I want to win also. No, I also want to be. Because I don't have that money.
I should be to think you keep us at 10,000.
It's called Kefala Pelo Cafe Chakishor. Sorry. Guys, I can't. I'm not going to competition, man.
Arukwing.
And this thing you benefit are not going
to Okay. Aruk.
So the competition is, ne? Even though 300, I feel like it's small. But it's.
Okay, 500.
500. Yeah.
No, 600. 3. Two. Yeah.
That's on Tagalog and Yangna Malian.
It's just 200.
Okay, we'll take 50.
300 Randy, right?
Oy.
No, 600, man.
You see, now we look broke.
I get a 600, you mean?
It's fine.
No, it's fine.
Two hundred.
Oh, I fed. Ah, even better. Let's do it.
Okay, so people should do snippets of the show and put subtitles and stuff. They must take me, you.
Subtitles?
Yeah, like a normal reel. They must take from the podcast, né? And they must take me, you, and Sima, and also take the podcast. And the one with the highest views, ne? By Sunday, gets the prize.
What do you mean subtitles? Our show already has subtitles.
No,
let me try and do this.
You know how the format of a reel, ne?
Yes.
You don't have to put subtitles as long as the video has gang views, the one with the highest views of that week.
But what's the point of doing this?
Algorithm, spreading the word, spreading humor,
spreading.
It's a quick, and also someone can use 600 right now.
That's true. I feel like
I need that 600.
Child, no. If we were to do a competition, I think we should do like a
Louis Vuitton.
Nigga, no. Something that makes sense.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, no.
Okay, that
we means- don't have merch, right? The person who designs the best t-shirt, the best jacket or whatever, they win the 600 rand.
Like the best Bantwisi.
Yes, the best Bantwisi merch. Yeah,
but 600 is low for that.
That's true. So now let's say 1K.
Yeah.
High five.
Oh. They laughed at me when I said I'm going to say
no, but in the competition, you're going to lead. You're for 600 kids.
1,000?
Yeah.
So how are we splitting it? Hey, boy, hey, boy. I get started, you mean. Hey, boy. That's what I mean. How is splitting?
What's 1,000 divided by 3? I'm not the best at maths.
Fair checker. Pagama,
no. Where's the... Now. 1,000 divided by 3. You! It's okay. Ah, it's perfect.
Why are you now doing
that? Because it's perfect.
I'm the man here. No, man.
It's that's three. It's 333.
333.
I must do more. Wow.
333.
You're the man.
Yes.
Thank you.
Get 333.
No, you guys take 300 each. I'll take 4.
Okay, that's beautiful.
Get 333.
No.
I get 300. Come on, Sima. Come on, man.
Hey, yeah, we both do 300. He'll do 400.
What? No, I'll do 400. No. My competition, I get this. Yeah.
Sorry?
1.5, ne? Okay.
Excuse me.
And now sounds like a content. You came with people here. Come on, but right.
Nigga, Jesus, man.
Guys, no. To be honest, ne, how do you guys make friends? Because Simo do taka na leva tuwa mseta la habli again.
Bro.
Ya baba khutsba ishe chete. What if tuwa baritor assassinator? Rebele la kaba atumo.
Bro. Simo.
No, bro. We don't know these guys. And they already showered at your place.
They shouted my home because mama wasn't there.
No. Tell us what happened. Where did you meet your two friends?
All right, then.
What are their names? Do you even know their names?
It's Black and he told me Black.
So, Sima, so if this guy steals your thing right now, your phone, your statement, go police station. So, Black.
It's Black.
How many Blacks are out there, bro?
And I'm getting there. I'm getting there. The other one. White. So white. I'm getting there.
I'm getting there.
You don't, but I don't know his name properly, I swear my life. We bought Hubley together. We did everything together. Dude, we were like big friends. Like it's like we've known each other for so
48
long.
48 hours?
Yes. They even bought at my home. Like I was like, they even coupled me to go get the key from
where
my mom.
Where did you meet them? Where did you meet them?
At Love.
And then Besa Nayapi.
God, I give up on a living. I gotta stop. And give some ganam.
Yeah.
Ustopa, what saying? Never gonna ban jing. That's high fade. Sambin.
Ustopa is not even here, dog. That's my chair.
Lalela. No. This is my story. Maybe these are my best friends. You don't know.
Bruh, no. I know they're not. Next week, we're not going to we met Doctor. There was a guy called Doctor.
He even came. Let's talk.
Yes. No,
before that, remember there were those guys that came in that Mini Cooper.
Yes, no man.
No, those were my best friends, little sister's friends. Wait, guys, let me tell you the story. Let me tell you.
Ah.
We came from Coof. It's not the whole story. We came from Coof and then she was like, dude, it was Dima's birthday, right? Dima's birthday celebration. Then her little sister was like, can I bring my friends? We're like, Fade. She brought her friends. Those were the friends that came with me here.
Sana.
You understand?
Yeah, you make friends like this. We're not plus right now.
Yeah, I
wish I could make friends as easily as her. It's not easy for me to let my guard down. Like, I wish. I would have so many friends.
Mm.
And I'm me, you're like, to a point where I even tell my friends, when you come to my place, don't bring someone I don't know.
Nah.
Like, if you are coming to my like, I'm very strict these days. I used to be like, yeah, let's go. But now I'm like, bro, yeah. I want to rock with
let's
my
girl.
I feel safe when I'm talking to Tibla, Neo, Spiwe, even Tato, even Dudu,
yeah.
or your, like, even Ed Groove, those are the people that I know.
I'm the same. Like, I'm okay with the friends I have now. If you guys don't know, we shot twice last week. We shot twice 2 weeks ago. So the whole of last week, we didn't shoot. When I came back to work, I was like, oh my gosh, I miss my friends so much. So I'm genuinely okay with the friends I have now. I don't know how the heck you're able to make friends so easily.
The thing
how
is that...
you have seen?
Name no, them. No, no.
You are a Pachachalian.
Let me tell you, ne, the truth of God. Ne, now I'm counting the truth of God. Ne. My friends.
Don't count their names because you're going to forget someone. Trust me.
No, it's okay.
Okay. Ne.
My friend is Makacho. Ne. My best friend.
Black.
Oyanda Woods.
Po.
No,
you guys are my friends.
Included.
You guys are my friends.
I'm sorry for slapping you.
You guys are literally my
doing
boys.
Your mom thing. Warn me now.
Sorry.
Am I holding a candle?
No.
Dude, these are literally my... You guys are literally my friends. Yeah. So, Yanda, it's you. Everyone on the podcast, literally, they are all my friends in my heart.
No, Spiwe.
Duh.
Yo.
Spiwe, yes, Spiwe. William Gandhi. Velus humble and my eyes.
Ice
some ice.
Ice boy. Fucking Lenar.
That's all. But genuinely, like from my heart, like I think maybe I have a soft heart or whatever, but everyone on the podcast is literally my friend. I love them with all my heart.
You know.
And I love them wholeheartedly. And I love you guys wholeheartedly with all my heart. So I don't know. Maybe it's because I have a soft heart. And now these people that I just met now. Pussy chillers. Black.
You must do that pocket watching thing, man. No, so but I'm easy now.
Yeah.
Did you go to Cotton Fest, Yanda?
I didn't go. Guys.
No, you see this thing of skipping weeks. Now we even forgot about Cotton Fest.
Oh, crap.
Oh, shit, you guys
I
went. We're not stage. Poopies went to Mulanto.
But everyone knew I can do it. Ne? You guys knew I can do that.
Yeah, don't.
No. It was an instant thing. No, man.
Sile, if you love us, you're going to do us.
Do it again.
And you're going to do it.
Do it again, Sile.
I meant do it.
If you love us, you'll do us. I will. Let me show you. Because people are surprised. Let me show you.
Now I can't see. I want to see.
Do it. How does it go like a wormy worm? That's a wormy worm.
So when I was a kid, I used to raise money and make money.
Oh my gosh, sorry.
Is that your ringtone?
No, it was happening. It was you, actually.
Mina ngenzeni?
Uveli, life on in yam.
Hey, man.
Of my gallery.
So it was a thing of like, when I was a kid, I could like dance, but I wanted money. And I can tell you, Vina Lavaying. So I used to Vina Lavaying a lot. It was my career before. So I used to do that. Né? So now I wanted something special. I felt like dancing was... So every time I did this thing, they would take out 10 rands and everything. To a point where I could do at any time. I don't know how. I just saw my stomach swing. Nawana is like...
Worms?
Yeah.
Sima, now yes.
I'm trying.
Mara, yeah, yes.
It's all over belly piercing.
Oh, you say my tummy's big.
I said you will swallow it when you do.
Are you body shaming Sima?
Let's come. No, what happened?
So how was ha?
Oh, sorry.
Ha.
Mariba is
ha. Ha.
No, there's a meme that says that.
Okay, Cotton Fest.
Oh, yeah. So Cotton Fest, how did I end up there? It's crazy. Like, it's one of the things. Now, I told myself.
How did you end up there, boy?
That's where he's getting.
Yeah, no, I actually.
No.
Okay.
No.
Kitties.
So I was hosting my final birthday celebration at Zouk.
Again?
Yeah. I had to close it at the right place. Zouk.
Where, Lele?
So I hosted at Zouk. Then Chico came. Indaba Gavani came. Coyote came.
Sure, Ramadan Dan.
Hey, so now.
He's so beautiful. Yo.
Machigo. Oh, no, I'm crush. And don't do that sound.
Wow. And then
he's dropping an album. Don't make
sure. Ramadan Dan.
So now we're in the H1 are Joe feel bona Joe. Now to you know how he speaks. Joe bona. Now tomorrow I'm going to, I don't know if it's Botswana or what, or Tanzania. And he said, I want you to come on stage to do a tribute at Ricky Rick BET Award with Lirai. You know Lirai, the
Lirai, TV. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Bumper, this is how you're gonna go. So we're gonna play Ngao Tempe. But people will think Chico's the one who's coming on stage. Can't it's me.
No, with your tummy.
Yeah, then I went there and we're gonna play. Well, we have a surprise. What's your favorite dance? And I'm gonna say, nah, in my head, I thought I said Mulando. And in country, when I hear it, I said Mulando.
For you.
So when Tosh was dancing, ne, I feel like I'm rushing it because of time. Ne. But I feel like when he comes here, he will explain the full thing.
Who? Chico?
Yeah.
Chico Rauko.
If Chico, yeah. I mean, if Tosh were to come here, do you think he'd come with a shirt on or off?
Off.
Ne? Mm. What do you think?
No, actually, I think it would come,
I think we come with that leather blade.
Yes, but it will be see-through. Yeah. Like, see-through. Yeah. It will be see-through.
Back to you.
Thank you. In the
Sorry.
Studio.
Yeah. And thank you, studio.
So, yeah. So now, when we went on stage, that was the plan. And that's how we did it. And it was so crazy. Because now, me, I didn't plan that. Imagine they tell you this at Zug and Otamak. Oh, where hiker for? So when we got there, Lira was such a great person. Because a great host. Because Chico Lena coming with the idea was crazy. Because I don't think anyone can just think of that. Like, you can see what these people are genuinely creatives, you know. But yeah, and also he's dropping an album, 13, king. 31, king.
33,
13, 14. Yeah, 3, 13, 14, yeah.
Ha!
What?
What?
Okay. Yes, 13, 14, Gazelab, mean.
Gazelab.
Egelan.
Speak. What do you mean?
Simon was faded today.
At Where? Cotton Face.
Yo.
I'm first. I was gone. Face. Yo. Yo. I was like, I was gone. I'm even surprised I have a voice. Guys.
The one you were with?
Jay Paras,
yeah. He saved her.
Really?
Saved me how? He was gone. Self. He was finished.
But he was the one who was requested. The Uber was from him.
No.
And if your girlfriend went to Cotton Fest and founded Uber.
I have news for you.
There was no Uber there. You know what you're like? Ah, baby girl, where are you? What's that?
I'm going to go to the house. How are you? I'm going to go to the house. You know what I'm saying? You know? Son of this.
But how was your guys' Cotton Fest experience?
Yo.
Okay, now I feel like I missed out.
No. You definitely did. I don't want to make you feel bad, but feel bad. Like, you definitely did.
I've had Cotton Fest,
yeah.
Like, experiences. And it was cool. It was okay.
But this year, yes.
I don't know, bro. There was something in it. Dude, go banda, hoot. But I was wearing a bra. I said, for a second. Okay. My friend is a jacket.
So, already it's a bra.
Eh?
No, but you said foot head to the bra.
No, I was saying the jackets. I keep jackets. I have pneumonia than my friend.
Oh.
But before, it was nice.
Nah.
It was going down. Like, I don't know. Like, this year, I've had Cotton Fest experiences. Okay, it was great, whatever. My phone got stolen, whatever, what. But this time.
Did they fuss at you?
My phone.
Let's see, my babe. Obviously,
three. Obviously, get that.
3.5 on a good day.
Did you like see any of your crush?
No. Oh my god. Oh, I saw one. Freka said,
just say, whisper in my ear.
No.
I thought we were friends. You with him?
Dude, he was so cute.
Oh, let me
that
not
day.
Say you, hey.
Yeah, I don't want to drag you. But that
I
day,
did, oh,
that
day,
ooh, I about forget.
Really?
That day I was like, Moor.
Very much.
Concept of crushing Jolali Naki.
No, it's just that. So it's just to look at people and say, wow, you look so nice. But anyway, guys.
But yeah. I was also with Shampuru McKenzie.
Who?
Shampuru McKenzie.
Oh my gosh, there's people who stole our booze.
Who?
It's a very popular celebrity. Very popular.
Give us a hint and we'll guess. Let's play a game.
Okay. So what happened was, ne? Vele, we were not supposed to be there. We were covering our friend, Vele.
Stop, Anna.
And I said, no.
Dima?
Jay.
Oh.
Because Uberkali Hansas again.
Oh.
Hansas. But Uberkali Hansas, etc. But whatever. And now it's a thing of we're sitting, like they were sitting in a section, right? Like we're sitting like this and we're all sharing the booze. Do you get what I mean? It's like.
If you're sitting with Sima, Wakitsiba.
You know yourself, thief. Anyway, like it's like booze like that. Yeah, booze, boy. And obviously, Kole Mahantas, you understand? Kole Lok. But, Fetu, when we were like, okay, guys, we're coming back. No, when we came, me and Dima, when we came to the section, but yo, I feel so crowded.
Okay, Wanyan.
Hi, Bo. You feel so crowded when you are the one who likes my pictures and copies of my pictures. And then in public, you're going to act bushy. Yes, that's one song.
Describe him or her.
And
then.
Or it could be a gay person.
Dag, 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 dag. She's a dag.
She.
Dag, 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 dag. She's a
dog.
Guys, you
what type of
here?
Content does she do?
Rag, 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 rag.
Raga, 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 raga.
Huh?
Are
raga
you awake?
Face game, man.
Don't you know the song Raga?
No, I know. I'm playing it.
Hey, man.
No, for us. How did you... Bafo. Yes, Safiya, la papati. And mind you, she's a plus one. Let's start there. She's a plus one. She's a plus one. From... Because the person that she was with was there to work, man. But she's a plus one. Ati, gosh. I feel so crowded. You feel crowded, right? When you're a plus one, you're not going to feel crowded when you're a plus one. Never. Even if there's 20,000 people here, you'll say, okay, take. I can feel the fresh air. Never.
Take.
Oy.
Game here today.
I want to see why you post the iPhone 14, bro.
Who does the game? So game here today.
All right. So yeah. Yeah. Marapoy. I know. That Mary. No, my heart is so sore because I like her dog. She's so cool. Why? Dog. We are Zila, no. We are George. I was
okay, 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 okay. This is the highlight of Cotton Fest, ne?
She's a thug!
No, yo. When we met those people,
Oh, the deaf people.
Deaf people.
The
deaf girlies.
No, I met the guys.
Oh, they were like.
I don't do that.
No, they did what they did, and I was like, huh?
So, guys, here's the thing, ne?
I think you should rather explain.
Yeah, so here's the. So guys,
Mina.
So guys, here's the thing.
You went thing.
I got on first, right? So I was vibing with Vanessa like everywhere I went. So just to because one time, would you argue? So would you argue like get more at least I'm talking to him like I'm with. So now I'm on the stairs, right? These people start like pulling me. I'm like, hey, push up, man. When I turn back, they start like you know how. Like they communicate.
Yeah.
Yeah, in sign language. So Babla yes. Naka sign language. Oh. I remember this guy did this. Because I was like, and they kept on laughing, like Mamponcha or Vase, and they genuinely watched
Spreading humor.
So I was like, our content is so dope that people can even like just watch and not hear what we say and still consume the content. That was the most touching and lovely moment.
I think
at
that's
Cotton
why
Fest.
Subtitles are also so important.
He went with a bouncer, called Bloemfontein. The subtitle guy will write, you know? But yeah, my chat is like, guys, the support when it comes to spreading humors and us as a whole, it's been... Super, super amazing. I know it's glazing. Now I'm glazing, basically. But I just want to say we really appreciate you guys. You taking us, you doing the competition of creating merch for us. You doing the competition of creating a reel. The one with the highest views gets a prize. Like, I really...
They haven't done those competitions.
No, they will do it.
They will do it.
So,
I just want to say thank you guys so much. We genuinely do love you.
And
I can tell you from the top, I will make G, I will soul, little Ravar Livelil, but I appreciate it. So, our CEO.
And those popcorn and cheese guys.
Little black.
Yeah, that cheese and what?
Black.
Cheese puffs.
So,
those
anyways, no, guys, nah, like, those are my brothers.
So, what's
the name? Robot Boy. No,
what
I love those three.
They guerra us so much, but they guerra us. It's
so
all
when
love.
I was like, "Nabo, no, you are a traitor. Shame on you." Zile Wizzy puffs.
I don't want to be like I'm moving funny, man.
So you're not moving funny, yeah?
You get it, man.
But anyway, Shane, like the deaf people, they came like you see by the moon.
Oh, I know.
You remember by the moon? Wait,
they gave.
Do you remember by the moon?
It's a sensitive topic, eh?
Emang, do you remember by the moon, dude?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So they came and they tapped me, and I was like, okay, like. And they were, you know, I was like...
Speaking in sign language.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, what's going on? What are we doing? And then I realized, I was like, oh, shit. You see that? That's what I realized. We're so dope. After that, I was like, there's no ways, dude. That is crazy. Deaf people can actually laugh at our jokes and actually, like, be like, ayo, like, you guys are cool like that. We like you like that. Like, that was sick to me. Like, that was like, yo...
What is your craziest encounter like in with
Safkar? No, for me it was
What is crazy? Because people just hug me. So what is crazy? Crazy.
Anything out of your comfort, like not comfort zone, out of your normal. Because I feel like asking pictures is just normal. Asking there are certain things that are normal. Like,
Chale, the guys, please don't ask me for money. Didn't like
in real life they ask you.
Ah, you guys.
So
you're
not this one day, click and reach. I posted a screenshot. Of people asking him money, like 3K, and they don't ask small money. They ask 3K, 2K, 5K. And guys, all I want to say, don't stop. Maybe one day you'll get it.
Guys, please stop. I'm not a bank.
No, please send it to Sima. My phone is going to be off. Yeah. So, but Yanda, no, you don't have any encounter.
No, and I love hugging you guys. Like, I love
But no, it's not your phone, Akira.
Next. Plus, I'm not street
smart. Yes. But who is that?
But I've never had anything like crazy. Have you had anything crazy, Sima?
That, it was that experience, like, you know, it was dope for me. Oh, there was another girl, right? I was walking yesterday, literally, doing a walk. I like, I'm going, walking. And she comes to me, she taps me. I'm like, why are you tapping me so sore? Like, what's going on?
Shame. Bego plungu, ne?
No, that's... What's going on? I thought they were mugging me or something. Yeah. And I was like, okay. She's like, dude, you look so sad and you look so upset. I just want to hug you. I love you. Please. You are so amazing. And I was like, okay. And I'm like, dude, get right. I just don't like walking alone because I look crazy. Like the whole, I don't like that. So I just have a mean face when I walk alone. So it's like, you know, but dude, it was so nice for someone to just come and be like, dude, I just want to hug you. I just want to give you a hug. I don't want pictures. I don't want anything.
Sweet.
I just want to hug you. Are you okay? Are you fine?
No, that's
so
that
amazing. I love you, by the way.
Just because
if you're watching today.
Just because it's Sima's greatest moment, Jens, now can hug my face. I don't know if I'm going to mention it. Please. I'm going to hug his outie. And 90% of the time, Jens are like in terms of physique. Bam feet. I'm going to hug his outie. Don't carry me. You, I don't like being carried, bro. No.
Anyway, guys, we have a game for us today.
I hope it's a nice game.
Who's most likely to?
Oh, between the three of us?
Yeah.
Lovely.
So it's...
Lovely.
The first one. Who's most likely to have a new best friend every month?
You, nigga. Aye.
Very straightforward.
Simple.
Or young black. It's apparently uniform, you leave. But it's more room, I want to eat just and show you yourself. Wait.
Hey,
black.
Black. I can't what that.
You can't just
what
talk. That. I agree, you came here. These are the rules. We gave you the show, Mus. Oh.
Okay, Mikey.
All right, let's go.
Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not just speak?
Okay, yeah. I actually met Yanda first before Sima, actually.
At leave?
Nah,
at
Yanda we met Koka.
What did they buy? Who was paying for them?
Yanda was paying for everything.
Oh, how much
was I don't want to say. Yanda said we shouldn't say.
No, Yanda.
No, Yanda.
How many bottles?
Nah, don't worry.
Don't worry.
Oh, funny side.
No.
Sorry?
How many champagnes was it?
I don't know. I don't pee. A verb. I think it's two verbs.
Don't go there.
Things I dream of.
Okay. I don't want to say. No, no, just how did we get to this topic? Why are you bouncing up and down?
Yeah, God, I'm what?
No. Nah, let's not get there. Yeah, but I'm...
So,
why are you sad at me?
How much was your tip?
How much? No, me. I don't get tips.
What did you get?
Me?
Yeah.
Nah.
He wasn't my waiter.
No, I wasn't her waiter.
Well, what were you?
Me.
Ed Konka, yes.
Hello, I'm no, I can host and I promote that side there.
Oh, so you hosted Yanda?
No, I don't host Yanda. Yanda was actually at a section where I was at. So that's
shit. So you were big like that?
Rain like that?
No, already a section was raining. Me, I just got there. I'm like, ah, Fede, kind of Yanda. You know, she's like,
okay, okay. 20K?
20K?
Yeah. 50. Yes or no? Don't say.
100K.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's nah.
100, okay, 100, 100K.
Nah, no, it cannot
reach. Just nod your head or say no.
No, was just my cousin and I that night. There's no way I'm spending 100K on champagne.
Yeah, let's say maximum, but man, like 10, yeah.
Ah, stop it.
10 is too small.
It's not really small, but yeah.
Yeah, it was 20.
Might be more.
It was 50K, okay.
Might
we know.
More.
Thank you.
No, it wasn't.
And the next game is, the next question is.
When I catch you, I'm going to fight you.
Who's most likely to end up missing after a night out?
You.
So this question is, guys, I'm sorry. It's Yanda.
No,
what,
no, no.
Me?
Yanda's going to go home before the night even ends.
Exactly.
Who's most likely to forget the number of their exes they have? Oh, who's most likely to forget the number of the exes they have?
I don't know.
And that's because I don't date.
Ah,
it has to be. Yeah, no, I don't date, man.
If it was crushes, maybe you.
Crushes, yes.
Exes,
why
not?
I know how many exes I have.
How many?
4.
Hey, really? Come back when I'm 16.
I think mine is like 5.
Okay. So it's none of us.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I see more people who go grade 7, so it seems.
But I still remember all of them.
Okay, so it's none of us.
It's Dudu.
Who?
What the hell? What the hell?
Anyway, who's most likely to temporarily end a friendship because they like or smash the same guy or girl?
What the hell?
Zima.
Listen to me.
Because she was complaining about the same thing. But it was not like that, but it was like that.
Yeah. So I'm not going to end it. I wasn't going to end it. But
that
just
one
like,
was too deep.
I was like, fuck you. Talk. Why would you do that to me? Do you get what I mean? That was fucked up.
Okay.
Anyway.
No, but so it's you.
It's me?
Yeah.
Everything is me.
No, but that one is definitely you.
Okay.
The end of Mara, back me up, Joe.
Yeah,
I have nothing to say.
Anyway, the last one.
This
who's
is the
most
last
likely?
One?
Yeah.
Boring.
Who's most likely to hide their girlfriend boyfriend from the friend group?
Yanda.
Definitely Yanda.
Indoda maybe is secret.
Yes, indoda maybe pine panga.
Ghost, you must be a secret, my love.
If indoda maybe yini
pine panga, no one must know.
Exactly. What's the pin to your card?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Zile. And it could be 1, 2, 3, 4, hey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
Sima, no, chief. How?
Yes, no, you guys think of a storm.
And you see.
What is it, Ven?
You get the storm.
What is it, Ven?
Anyway, guys.
Mine is 1984.
Oh. How?
Asad.
No. No,
okay, wait. Before we
no, guys, we're not happy.
This thing of calling, asking you guys to come here, ne, it ruins it for
don't
other people. Ne,
cause
now,
it.
No, I'm tired now. Guys, when we ask you to come to our show, we genuinely love your thing. We won't invite you to our show to sabotage you, man. We are not trying to attack you. We are not trying to sabotage anyone's career. All we want to do is to see growth. You know what I'm saying?
But,
exactly. So now, So and Lubona, they don't break people's careers. They elevate.
They just speak the truth. So, things that we are thinking.
I'm getting tired because now, let's say a gospel person says, we invite a gospel person. And the gospel person says no. The next time I meet a gospel person who wants to come on the show, I'm going to be like, your industry people don't want to come. So I'd rather not invite you. It ruins for a lot of people, man. I'm getting tired now.
Guys, there's nothing that I hate. You come on the show and you say, I don't want to air the show anymore. Ooh. Why the fuck did you waste our time? That's my chat. Why did you waste our time? We sit here, we speak to you, we breathe the same air as you. And why do you do that? That is ass. Don't ever do that again. Guys, we say, come to the show. You decide no or yes. Or you say,
on last minute.
It's like, it's okay. Just be like, yes or no. Oh, if you say, I'm not ready. It's grand.
I feel like also, don't just say yes because you want clouds. Please, like, think about it.
Because now that is our job. That is our food. That is our bread.
I feel like the best people are the ones who say, I don't want to come to the show.
Thank you.
Not yet. I'm not ready.
Yeah, the people that say childish is better.
Even childish is way better than
man who says childish.
Than coming on the show and cancelling it day of the show just, saying you are not coming. Now, what do you think about this whole situation? What makes people to do this? There's a mic there.
And then the people are mean to us. Their boyfriends are telling us shit.
This is our fair checker, by the way.
No.
Most of the time, Neo, let's not lie. Guys, most of the time, Neo verifies most of the things that we say here on the show.
Because he's smart.
I've never asked Spear anything unless it's girls. So yeah, Neo, please tell us what makes this, man? Like, I want to know. Is it because people are not ready or maybe we sabotage people? Or I don't know, man. Or some people don't even want to come. And we're only starting, man.
Yeah. I think there's different factors
that contribute
to that. Some other people think that they're ready, but they're not.
That's true.
Yeah.
Others, it's unfortunate that others come here and then they waste your time. At the end of the day, they say, please don't air out what we're doing. That's very unfortunate. You know, they're basically not taking you guys seriously.
Yeah.
You know, because you guys spent your time doing this, you know, you're committed on doing this and everything. So, but other aspect is that people want to come, but there's some outside noise that tells them not to come.
Oh, sad part. You
know, yeah.
So, okay, how do we tell people? Because most of the time when we bring people on our show, it's a thing of like, people demand those people. Like in the comment section, they would be like, yo, call Dudu, yo, call Spiwe, call Mama. So how do we tell people without saying, oh, by the way, the guy you said we must call said that without shaming them? I feel like if we say that, it's kind of shaming their names. So what's the chat with that? How do we tell people, Lori, guys, the person that you want
to be, I'm gonna talk shit.
Yeah, you just have to let them know that they declined. They're basically not ready. Sometimes people are literally not ready. You know, they're just not ready. They're not sure if they get on that seat what they're gonna say. Mm. So you know, because they're also a brand, so they're afraid how is that gonna be portrayed by the end of the
show.
Interview. You know, so yeah, that's the thing.
Okay.
I just think before saying don't air my episode, think about the sound guys, the camera guys, the creative producer, our petrol to get here, and we always come on time. So so it's just heartbreaking. If you're not
alive today.
If you're not sure, then deep down you know that it's a no. If Dudu ever asks you to come, think about it properly. Don't just say yes on the spot. Think about it. If you don't want to come, it's okay. If you want to come, come. But
guys, and we are not saying no, because now I know I'm saying this. I'm heard that some of the people that I wanted on the show or that we wanted on the show didn't want to come.
What man, so?
No, I just forgot the names, bruh. I just forgot the names, but I'm so heard that you guys said no, man. Like, and that's better. I feel like you respect my thing to say, I like coming here and not even saying things or not even engaging and being awkward. That's way better. Saying no is way better. But for those who wanna come, guys, we are ready for you guys and let's rock. Sima, do we have a... Okay.
Do we have a what?
I guess. You don't have. Close the shows.
Oh, black ke khala ya manyora.
Kritiki le sambora. Anyway.
What did you just say?
I come back. Thank you guys for watching. Please do like.
What?
What? I went to pee. Please do like, comment, share, subscribe. And we love you. Don't forget that. And please do everything.
What the hell is everything?
Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, comment.
That's what I said, dude.
I hope you enjoy.
I hope you enjoyed this, actually. This is one of our most authentic episodes ever. I don't want to lie. No, I swear my life, this is the most authentic ever.
I think people just like us when it's just the three of us talking smack.
Dude, we were talking smack the whole episode.
Nigga, no. Silo, if I tell you something...
Bye, guys!
Bye!
Bye!
Can I take a sip of your drink? Ooh, and it's cold.
Okay. Yeah, so guys, so when we went to Bloom, this is what I realized, I realized that a lot of Bantuises are not there. There's a lot of chillers, guys, so please make sure that you get your tickets at CompuTicket,
Chickens.
No. I hope you get your tickets at Quicket and also. And also come join us, Kumi Ropa Casino.
You like, said chickens.
You said your chickens.
This is a promo. Just put it. Let me start over. Guys, anyways, as you know, the podcast and chill tour is still on the run. We are coming to Limpopo, Ekai 015. Guys, please make sure that you get your tickets. We're going to Miropa. Ghost Lady is going to be there. Meg G is going to be there. Sol is going to be there. Ghost is going to be there. Pleasure Chamanyalo is going to be there. And also Pops is going to be there. And also me, I'm going to be there. So please make sure you get your tickets. Please. And also please make sure that you get your tickets. By the time we go there, it's already sold out. So
and by the way, we are coming soon. Me and Yanda. Bye.
I'm playing more Be There. Be There or Be Told.
Be There or Be Told. Be-